Blog Talk Radio.
It's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
For your first job, working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which, may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
On the international side,
all of Slavic states, 195 international countries. What's flashing out of New York on the international side? 104698. 104698. We're going to leave it like that and bring Mr. Taylor in, the elder in, and he'll tell you all about this broadcast and everything to know and how to get into the Pal Talk room after the broadcast or before. Because we got the room open up as we speak, so you can hear the broadcast either or on this broadcast or Pal Talk room. That's up to you. But remember one thing, after the broadcast, you will hear the elders and you'll hear myself. And we're gonna be answering questions pertaining to the lesson. That means you got to be done heard something to tell something. When you hear something, you can tell something, but you got to hear something to tell something. So after the broadcast, if you heard something, and if you don't understand what is brought to the table, then you come to the microphone and we will hear you and go in the scriptures and enlighten you on what you need to know. All right, 195 international countries, 104-698, and we're going to go find the tips and bring them in when you meet your brother, tell you all the details that you need to know of part number six and how to get into the Pal Talk room and everything else. So when you meet your brother, what a loud voice you say, Brother Mr. Tibbs, the elder, Yahweh be with you now, Steve Ray.
And Yahweh bless you, Brother Seer Israel. Alleluia, Yahweh.
And Yahweh bless you there, too, there, elder. All right, good enough. So got another fine. Got a memo. Memos is everywhere. Coming in as we speak. 195 international countries, 104698. What you got to tell this national audience, Mr. Tibbs, you on the clock? The elder, come on.
Once again, thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast of another glorious number of attending people, which comes out to be 104,698 listeners. And that's a well good number to come to hear the words of Yahweh. And we know that we all came to hear the things.
All right, Elder. You stay there, Elder. Still having problems with the Elder's microphone. Tell him to reboot and come back into the room. Okay, well, reboot, Elder, and come back into the room. So, Elder, Mr. Tibbs, have you rebooted and came back into the room, Elder? You on the clock. Come on.
God bless you. I certainly have, Elder Seer, and thank you for bringing me back until tonight's broadcast. That's kind of amazing. Maybe WCC said we're going to mute the listen to how many people attend. We'll repeat that again, 104,698 people. And all of us came to hear things that most of us here can hear. And some listening never can understand, and that's without proper teaching. Because you always run into those that read the Bible scriptures, and after they read it, you have to interpret what they say so they'll get a good understanding. And we also have to be aware by knowing the scripture, there's those that out there camouflage evil teachings for righteous learning. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's Word, connecting the Bible books for your biblical education. which is truly needed, your health, and foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. And we do this because we know many have not and came to seek, and you found that what you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry. That's open from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. And so that the members that don't know, I will explain when the Sabbath is. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday, current time starting at 7:15 to 10:15. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. and online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we have a website address also that you can use. Open up any one of your current smart devices that you may have right on the search line. What you want to enter is www.tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH.com. And after you click enter, you'll see a big lion right under there, choices. Choose tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, looking at chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to the ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also, to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. The calendar explains in detail with Bible scriptures what they are, when they begin, and when they end. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time, like now. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of those devices that you have. Enter three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. Now, after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcasts. We have two email addresses also that the listening members can use. The first is tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL at gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, the numbers you can righteously call to reach us with Yahuwah in mind, the first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is the international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15. Except for Fridays, current time for repeating this program will be after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine once again. Type in the three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you are late logging into, or actually any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, we're in the process of making it possible to get a recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Now, as the CEO said, we're also after the normal broadcast on Broad Talk, we're on Cal Talk. And I do believe even at the same time we're talking, Pal Talk is broadcasting now. You will find us on Pal Talk listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Yakwa's True Name Teachers. This is where Yakwa's word is also working. Online there will be elders to answer any Bible questions that you may have. If you have questions about anything that we have taught on the program, it will be answered on Pal Talk. But as we continue to have you to keep the scriptures in mind, I was busy reading scriptures today, which I may talk about on Pal Talk, about, I think it was in 1 Peter. I started to read one or two verses. It became so interesting, I read the entire chapter, 22 verses. I think that's a good thing to think about. It does talk about man and woman. But when you're trying to win the Bump the Combs contest, remember, you will miss all that glory which is said unto you by Yahuwah. Here we rehearse the righteous act to learn Yahuwah's word. Remember what it says in Proverbs chapter 18, verse number 13. He or she that answers a matter before he or she hears it is folly. Shame unto him or her. I know that's kind of hard for me to do, answer something before I hear a question completely. That is folly. But anyway, at this particular time, we're going to turn our program back over to our seer Israel. I would say, keep your Bibles open. There's a lot to learn. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Hallelujah. Yahuwah, Mr. Taylor. That's excellent. There's a lot to learn. And have a lot to learn. And remember what we're saying now, you know, a lot to learn, a lot to learn. A lot to learn. And one thing about it, the series is pertaining to the due order of YHWH. So we have to make sure we clear, you know, by saying the series is a due order of Yahuwah, we got to understand what is Yahuwah, due order, because he made a lot of profound statements to a people in the book through his people of Israel. So once you understand that you are Israel, it is a due order that you must apply according to the Bible. Once you find out you're Israel, see, most of the leaders are going to tell you about their Christians and black and whites and what the black got, the white got, the red got, the blue got. No. Once you understand that a lot of things in this Bible that you got to come clean with, but you got to first hear how to come clean with it. I hope that makes sense. So we're going to leave it like that and we'll catch the elder on the bottom part. Remember one thing, he will be geared up for Pal Talk. The elder will be geared up for the Pal Talk on answering any Bible-related questions that's pertaining to the lesson. You know, this can't bring anything. If you ain't heard nothing, how can you talk about something? You got to hear something to talk about something. And that's a game changer. We'll talk about that as it unfolds. So we're going to leave it just like that. We're going to find Brother Yahuwah Israel and bring him in, and we'll see what we can get going on for another episode. We don't know how long the broadcast can run, because it all depends on the WCC. You know, they said, well, you own something. But once they got the answers, they'll pull the plug on the overseer. So we understand. That's why we tell you about some things, Steve Ray. We got to dig in and get our own. Only way you eliminate that, you got to understand something. If a calling on you, you got to step to the plate. And thus says Yahuwah. Enough said on that. Let's get something going on before if we got to address the memos. If we don't address the memos, now see here. If you don't address the memos quick enough, you know we're going to pull the plug on you. Yeah, I know you're going to do what you got to do. So we already know you're going to do what you got to do when it comes down to this ministry. So we'll leave it like that, and we go on find Brother Yahuwah Israel and bring him in on a special edition called Thursday Evening. So when you meet your brother, what a loud voice you say, Brother Yahuwah Israel, Yahuwah be with you there, Steve Ray.
And God bless you, Steve Israel. I see Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See, you got a lot of bass in your voice there, Brother Yahweh Israel. You know, every time I hear that bass growling, and I get happy on bass growling. I like come out the gate. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's get something going on, Brother Yahweh Israel. Come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
That's special edition called Thursday evening. Yahweh will teach you in that very same hour, but you got to know who you are, and you got to know what Yahweh is saying to the page of this book. And this series is based upon due order of YHWH, and that's the game changer. Once we understand the due order, and once we understand that Luke chapter 12, verse 48, is sitting there looking at you. What is it saying, Luke 12, 48 there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Luke chapter 12, number 48 reads, Luke 12, verse number 48. "He that knew not, and did commit things worthy of stripes, shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him or her shall be much required." To whom men and women have...
Go ahead, brother. I got happy already. Go ahead and read that. Read that verse there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Come on.
And to whom men and women have committed much, of him or her, they will ask them more.
And they'll ask them more. They'll ask, "Give me some more." But now listen. You see what they do? They'll ask, "Give me some more." See, that's what they'll say. And that's the spirit we're talking about. Give me some more. Read that verse again. Brother Yahweh Israel got happy already on a special edition called Thursday evening. Look what it says in Luke chapter 12, verse 48. See, when you got the spirit of Yahweh, this is how you gonna roll. That's why you gotta watch everything from the pages of the book. What it says in 12:48, one more time.
Book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 48 reads, "But he or she that do not take things worth of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. But to whomsoever much is given, of him or her shall be much required. To whom men and women have committed much, of him or her they will ask them more."
And they ask, "Give me some more." Let's get a case in point on that. Let's precept that. Let's precept that to Isaiah 6. Now see, that big talk there, Brother Yahweh Israel. See, it don't take much to make the old seer get happy. All we got to do is get a little book going on. So we clear that the wheel has already is turning. And we clear how it's supposed to, the reaction supposed to come back. Well, look at old Yahweh. Now, look at old Yahweh, the son. Let's see what he was doing in 1 and 2. Let's see what he put on the table to old Isaiah the seer in Isaiah 6, verse 1 and 2. What did he put on the table there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verse number 1, verse number 2 reads, Isaiah 6, verse number 1, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also Yahweh sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple." Verse number 2, "Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face. With twain he covered his feet. And with twain he did fly."
Mm-hmm. So he put Isaiah the seer for he can bear witness to all that good stuff. Then he said something. Let's preach up there back to him. Come back here again. Let's go to Psalm chapter 94, verse 14 and 16. Come right back, Brother Yahweh Israel. Let's go to Psalm 94, verse 14 and 16. Special edition called Thursday evening. He's talking that talk. Let's see what he says to David in 1000 B.C. in 94, verse 14 and 16. What do you say there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Psalm, chapter 94, verse 14. Verse 16 reads, Psalm 94, verse 14. Yahweh will not cast off his people. He will not forsake his inheritance. Verse 16. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who shall stand up for me against the workers of iniquity?
He asked the question. He said, we're going to do it. Who's going to stand up for him? See, this thing now, and now we're going to precept that back to the third chapter and pick it up at verse number. He asked, we're going to do it. We're going to find out. Let's see. He precept that back to the third chapter, Exodus, verse 16. Coming, and we'll get on back over here. He said, we're going to do it. Exodus, chapter 3, verse 16. What's the protocol? What's the order of things? What does it say?
The book of Exodus 3. Verse number 16 reads, When gather the elders of Israel together and say unto them, Yahweh of your fathers, Yahweh of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Israel appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you, seeing that which is done to you in Egypt.
So he told Moses, hey Moses, look, you go gather the elders, Moses. Go gather the elders of Israel. Then all of a sudden, Moses started gathering the elders of Israel. And then 14 kicked in. He started gathering it. He said, go get the elders of Israel, Moses. Then Moses started gathering the elders of Israel. Then what happened next in 4 verse 10? And what happened next? Let's read a little bit and see what happened next. Take it down to verse 16. So Moses, he done what Yahweh told him to do. He went and gathered the elders of Israel. 4 verse 10 through 16, what happened next?
Book of Exodus 4, verse 10 through 16. Book of Exodus 4, verse number 10. And Moses said unto Yahweh, O my Yahweh, I am not eloquent, neither hear the truth, but sinners spoken of your servant. But I am slow of speech, and of a slow tongue. Verse number 11. Yahweh said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth? Who maketh the dumb, deaf, or the seeing, or the blind. And I, Yahweh, verse 12, and therefore go, and I will be with your mouth, teach you what you shall say. Verse 13, he said, O my Yahweh, sin I pray thee by the hand of him whom thou wast seeing. Verse 14, the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Moses, and he said, Not Aaron the Levite, your brother. I know that he can speak well, and also, Behold, he cometh forth to meet you. And when he seeth you, he will be glad in mind. Verse 15. And thou shalt speak unto him, and put words in his mouth. And I will be with thy mouth, and with his mouth, will teach you what you shall do. Verse 16. He shall be thy spokesman unto the people. And he shall be, even he shall be to thee instead of a mouth. He shall be to him. Instead of Yahweh.
That's big talk. So now, so in the seventh chapter, what is you trying to say there, Brother Yahdai Israel? So what is you trying to let this national audience understand in 7 verse 1?
Book of Exodus 7, verse number 1. And Yahweh said unto Moses, See, I have made you a Yahweh to Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother shall be your seer.
That's big talk there, Brother Yahdai Israel. But that's big. See, when Yahweh put the finger on you, you know when the finger on you. And you can try to do all that you want to do. But when Yahweh put the finger on you, you know he don't put the finger on you. So, you know, Moses tried to get out of it, but he told Moses, look, Moses, I have chosen you to be the what to the nation of Israel? So when the nation of Israel seen Moses, what did they see again there, Brother Yahdai? According to verse 7, what did they see from that point on when they seen Moses?
Book of Exodus 7, verse number 1. Yahweh said unto Moses, See, I made you a Yahweh to Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother shall be your seer.
Ain't that something? So you tell me Moses was the Yahweh of the whole nation of Israel. So Moses was the Yahweh and Aaron was the seer. Now, never forget that. Master always understands something. Moses tried to get out of it, but he couldn't get out of it. Because Yahuwah put the bang on it. Now watch this. He don't put the bang on somebody else. 1:4 in Jeremiah. See, understand one thing. When Yahuwah put the finger on you, that's the end of it. Let's go to Jeremiah 1:4, and let's take it down to 9. Listen to this. 1:4 down to 9.
Book of Jeremiah chapter 1, verse number 4-9 reads, Book of Jeremiah chapter 1, verse number 4. Then the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, verse 5, Before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. Before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified you, and I ordained you a seer unto the nation. Verse number 6, Then said I, O Yahuwah, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. Verse number 7, For Yahuwah said unto me, Say not, I am a child. For you shall go to all that I shall send thee. Whatsoever I command you, you shall speak. Verse number 8, Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith Yahuwah. Verse number 9, Then Yahuwah put forth his hand and touched my mouth. Yahuwah said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth.
Ain't that something? Well, over to Amos chapter 7. And there go again. There go again. Why don't you send somebody else? There go again. So, no, Jeremiah. Let me tell you something, fear. I knew you from the womb. The reason you were born into this world was to take care of this business. And once we understand something, a people, one you call now the lost sheep of the family house of Israel, you've been chosen to take care of this business. And when you've been chosen to take care of this business, and all of a sudden you start dragging your feet on Yahuwah's business, he ain't going to allow you to drag your feet on Yahuwah's business. Much as you're given, much as required. See what Amos got going on over here in the 7th chapter. Now here go Amos the seer. Look what they said to the old seer in verse number 12. Because Yahuwah had already told him something to do. He said, look here. Hey, seer, run over there and drop this word down on that northern kingdom. Drop that word down. And drop it down like it's hot. Then what they tell Osir in 7:12 of the book of Amos.
The book of Amos, chapter 7, verse number 12 reads, Also Amaziah said unto Amos, O you seer, go flee you away into the land of Yahdah Judah, southern kingdom, and there eat bread and prophesy there.
Ain't that something? Get on away from around here, seer. Go on down there somewhere else and prophesize. I mean, tell the people what's going on. It's a tough job here, seer. So you got to have, you got to be, get up. Verse 14. What do you say behind that?
Verse 7:14. Then answer Amos and said to Amaziah, I was no seer, neither was I a seer's son, but I was a herd and a gospel.
Mm-hmm. But then he get ready to say something. Now he get ready to say something in verse 15 down to 17. Now he get ready to some talking now. Now you know he's standing in court of all the big dignitaries. Now old seer get ready to say something in 15 down to verse 17. What do you say there, brother? Yahuwah Israel, Steve Ray.
Verse number 15. And Yahuwah took me as I followed the flock. And Yahuwah said unto me, Go prophesy unto my people Israel. Verse number 16. And therefore hear thou the word of Yahuwah. He said, Prophesy against Israel, and drop not your word against the family of Isaac. Verse 17, and for the sake of Yahuwah, your wife shall be a harlot in the city, Your sons and daughters shall fall by the sword. Your land shall be divided by line, and you shall die in a polluted land. And Israel shall surely go into captivity, forth out of this land.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? You hear that man say? You just see him say in verse 17? Therefore, thus says Yahweh, your wife shall be a harlot. Well, you know, that's a bit talky there. See, let me tell you something. If you want to know what some big talk is at, this is the big talk here is his Bible. So now, let's run back to Ephesians chapter 4 and pick up verse 3 down to verse 12. Let's run Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3 to 12. Now, you see, it's some big talk in this Bible, Steve, right? And we're going to have to talk some Bible. You want to talk some Bible? Welcome. And Yahweh be with you all. We're going to talk Bible. We're going to give you Bible. And remember, after the broadcast, you can tune into Pal Talk and any question relating to the lesson that you have heard. Step to the microphone. And the elders will be there, and I'll be there myself. OC will be laying in the background to answer any Bible-related questions. Got it? Good. Ephesians chapter 4, 3 through 12. Listen good.
Book of Ephesians 4, verse number 3 through 12 reads, Book of Ephesians 4, verse number 3, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Verse 4, there is one body, one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. Verse 5, one Yahweh, one covenant, one baptism. Verse 6. One Yahweh and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. Verse number 7. But unto every one of us is given mercy according to the measure of the gift of Yahweh the Son. Verse 8. Wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gift unto men. Verse 9. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first to the lower parts of the earth? Verse 10, he that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Verse 11, and he gave some apostles, some seers, some elders, some teachers, some shepherds. Verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Yahweh the Son.
So you see, in everybody, ministry is supposed to be, what they're supposed to be in everybody's ministry again, call them a title that have to be in every ministry. You got to have these in your ministry. What they say again, you got to have Brother Yahweh Israel, call them out again.
And he gave some shepherds, some seers, some elders, some teachers, some fathers.
You see, what about the fathers in Ephesians and Sirach chapter 3, verse 9 and 11? What about the fathers? What about the fathers? Why it got to get down to the fathers? Why so? That we can read. Sirach, chapter 3, 9 and 11. Why I got to get you the fathers? Come on.
Sirach, chapter 3, verse number 9, verse number 11 reads, Book of Sirach 3, verse 9, for the blessing of the father establishes the family and children, but the curse of the mother rooted out the foundation. Verse 11, for the honor of a man is from the honor of his father, and a mother in dishonor is a reproach to the family.
Mm-hmm. So, that's big talk right there. So that's why when it go through them from Moses, Yahweh, Aaron, the seer got to go find the elders. The elders go find the pastors. Because you call sheep, Steve, right? You call a sheep, and you tell me, you think a sheep can survive without a shepherd? You talking about the most gullible people's head on the planet. We're talking about the animals, the sheep. A sheep. They'll walk right into a pack of wolves, and they got their knife and their fork already out, and they got the little one sitting back in the background waiting to get a little shot at you. And they'll walk right into that. That's how gullible, and that way Yahweh can pass you to a sheep. So you think you don't need no shepherd, huh? But why did Yahweh compare you to a sheep? Because he know you need a shepherd. But you got to have the protocol of Yahweh to make this work. And that's why we bring this lesson on K6 and let you know Yahweh got a protocol, a due order. If we get in due order, we'll be able to take care of this business. But long as you sit there and think, you can get out of due order and still make it work. I'm going to tell you a story real quick. I'm going to show you how you know that you, if you're working with something. Now it tells you in the 50th chapter of Jeremiah, verse 7, a profound statement. What it tells you in 50, verse 7?
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 50, verse number 7 reads, book of Jeremiah 50, verse number 7. Book of Jeremiah 50, verse 7. Oh, they found them and devoured them. They had a serious thing not. Because they are seeing in Yahweh, the habitation of justice, even Yahweh, the hope of their fathers.
Yes, you're right. Let me give you an idea how we know you still in captivity in the mind. Imagine you own an elevator. And you get on the elevator, you're going up to whatever floor you're going into. And all of a sudden, Esau and his five sons get on the same elevator with you. They on the elevator with you. And they drop an object down on the floor. They drop some on the floor. And everybody looked at it, and they dropped something. What would you do if they dropped some on the floor, a pen or anything that's dropped on the floor? It made sure it made enough noise for everybody here. You know what you do? You will reach down there and pick it up and give it to them. And they'll know, yeah, they still in captivity in the brain. They know this about you. You will reach down and pick up what they drop and give it back to them. And that's what you do. Okay? We'll talk more about that a little later. And they know that. They'll know where you stand when they drop something ready for you. If you be the one to pick it up and get it back to them, they'll know one thing, where you stand, that you don't have a shepherd to combat the wolf. We're going to leave that right there. But we're going to visit that later some other time. You keep that in your mind. So you can examine yourself where you at. Now, back to Isaiah, Brother Yahdai Israel. So we read verse 1 and 2. So we clear in verse 1 and 2, Yahweh was in presence. So Yahweh was in presence. And let's get a little bit more in verse 3. And let's listen at the tenor of this conversation. Let's look at verse 3, and we're going to read down a little bit and see what's going on. Think of verse 3 here, Isaiah 6, and think of verse 3. And we're going to read down and see down to verse 8.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verse number 3 through 8 reads, book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verse number 3.
Hold that part, Brother Yahdai. Okay, I hear you, WCC. You know why we dropped that in? I didn't give you no answer on that. Hold that part just a minute. Take it out, Brother Yahdai. Hold that part. Come back in a minute. In the 64th chapter there, Brother Yahdai, Israel, same book, same book, 64. In the 64th chapter, In the 64th chapter, see, you think people do things by accident. No, C-Ray. That's why, listen, you have to have, if Yahweh is identifying you as a flock of sheep, that means you must have anointed leadership, although you grown. I don't care how old them sheep feel, the flock of the sheep, they still need to shepherd around, and shepherd got them dogs around to watch the wolves. See? And once you recognize that you've been called a sheep, the sheep of his pastor, I mean, you have to make some adjustments. I'm gonna show you what I'm talking about. See, when they drop that object down while using the elevator, they already know that they're gonna test you by that, about what you're gonna do. You see, what you gonna do? Just like when you get a couple dollars in your pocket, what you do? They always test you on what you're gonna do to get a couple dollars. Up. I want you to look up the history of Compton, California, and I want you to find out when did it start and who was the first family to move. They got a movie on it. Who was the first family to move out in Compton, California, Southern California? I want you to look up and show you that what they went through. You look it up yourself, and that's your assignment, especially the Six Anointed Camp. You look it up, what happened in the history of Compton, California, the first family that moved in that wasn't of the descendants of Esau, red or the white people. Go watch that movie, pull it up, just find out what happened, and we'll take care of that another time. But now, in the 64th chapter, what it says in verse 6, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Psalms, chapter 64, verse number 6, reads, they search out sin, they accomplish a diligent search, both the inward thoughts of every one of them, and the mind is deep.
See, their mind is deep, and their mind is deep because remember one thing, C. Ray, who are these people was compared to? Since you was compared to a sheep, who was these people compared to? But you can read. Who was they compared to according to what you can read? Okay, well, we'll take a look at who was the, let's go to, what is going on there, Brother Yahdai Israel? Who were you compared to that we can read? See, you dropped it down in the last lesson that you was on the Sabbath day. You know, don't think the seer don't be hearing everything, although he might be talking everywhere. Don't think those seer don't be hearing things, because we got to hear something. But let's say what he compares you to. And he compared the ones that got rule over you, he compared them, not the sheep. He compared them to verse 25, 32. You never was called this at no time. You never called this. But he compared them to this. And Matthew, so you got to know all this good stuff. Because, see, all this Bible tells the story. When you get the anointing of Yahweh, you'll know exactly what's going on. And because remember, you could not speak against the rulership of Esau's Romans, but if you know how to relate and articulate the Bible, you go right over their head. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. And 25, verse 32 says what? And 33.
Matthews?
Yes, sir. 25, 32, 33.
The book of Matthews, chapter 25, verse number 32, and verse number 33 reads, Book of Matthews 25, verse 32. Before him shall be gathered all nations, shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. Verse 33. He shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left.
So you see, Roy, this book right here, this is the greatest piece of literature. You're the sheep. So he tells you whether you, let's go to 11th chapter of Proverbs for a minute. Let's go to 11th chapter of Proverbs for a minute there. Brother Yahdai Israel. In the 11th chapter of Proverbs, verse number 21 says what? Look what it says here in the 11th chapter, verse 21.
The book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs, chapter 11, verse number 21 reads, Though hand joined in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered.
Now, those that don't know how to line that up, you just read about the scripture. But those that got an understanding, like the six anointed count, you know exactly what's going on. Although we read about sheep, goat, and, you know, and Daniel, and run to Daniel for a minute. See, when you, then, What are you trying to say? Ain't trying to say nothing. So when you start reading this, then you have a clear, once you have the anointing of Yahuwah on you, you understand some things, and you will do better because you understand some things that you can read. And the book of Daniel, there, Brother Yahdai Israel, what it says in verse 20 and 21. Daniel chapter 8 and verse 20 and 21. What it say?
The book of Daniel chapter 8, verse 20, verse 21 reads, Book of Daniel chapter 8, verse number 20. The round which thou sawest, have it two horns. Of the kings of the Medes and Persia. Verse 21. And the rough goat is the king of Grecia. And the great horn between his eyes is the first king.
See, well, you say anything or not, they go, what kind of goat was this again that brother Yahdai is that we can read? What is goat gonna be? According to what we can read. What's that third word this goat going to be?
A rough goat.
And guess what? He's going to be a rough goat. But I'm running to Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 30. Now, he's going to be a rough goat, right? That's what Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 30. What it saying, 4, verse 30, that Brother Yahdai Israel about the rough goat?
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 4, verse number 30 reads, Book of Jeremiah, chapter 4, verse number 30. And when thou art, what wilt thou do? Though thou clothest thyself with crimson, though thou deckest you with ornaments of gold, though thou riddest thy face with painting in vain, shalt thou make thyself fair. A lover will despise you. They will seek your life.
What in this world did you just got to read now, Brother Yahdai Israel? Is you trying to tell me you can speak like them, walk like them, act like them, but he's still going to kick you where the sun don't shine. You're going to quote them, walk like them, talk like them, and they still going to do you some damage. So we want the best of them now, Brother Yagdai Israel. So let's try to hold that point. Come back to it again. Run to 3:18 down to verse 21 and come back up. 1 Corinthians 3:18-21. Come right back. Although you walk like them, although you talk like them, although you dress like them, you got the mind of them through your speech. Did you hear what he told Jeremiah to write? All that you do, and one day we probably get back on the Inquisition because you got a lot of them that was, they say, well, look here. We are made it so we might well be Christians. Yeah. So what? When you really get down with the Inquisition, the one that was burning was converted, Yagdai Judah, from the Torah instruction to Christian, and they the one that was got burnt. That was the Christian that got burnt in the Inquisition in Spain. So I know you don't know that. You think it was good Esau that it was burning up. No, that was you burning up. That was you, the Christian, that got burnt up. Because they had a whisper guy in their ear that said, you is a in they outside you doing the 1:8 a J. What you say in 1:8 anyway, brother? Yagdai Israel. So they a whisper came back and said to the big dignitary, you know the one that you converted to Christianity? Don't believe that. What? They got a 1:8 working with them in James. What does it say in 1:8?
Look at James 1:8. A double-minded woman, a double-minded man and woman is unstable in all their ways.
And that's what they said. They said, you were talking Christian, but they were still trying to find them first 5 books. He said, what? He said, every one of them that we had thought they was Christian, bring them out and let's, and when you watch some of the old books, you'll see the burning. You'll see good Christians that look like you burning on fire. Because when they get one, they get all. But that's why we keep telling you, you need anointed leadership sheep to let you understand. You can talk like them. You can walk like them. You can act like them. You can live among them. Now back to Jeremiah 4:30. Now look what it says in Jeremiah 4:30.
Look at Jeremiah chapter 4, verse number 30 reads. Look at Jeremiah 4, verse number 30. Jeremiah 4, verse 30. When thou art spoiled, what wilt thou do? Though thou clothest thyself with crimson, though thou deckest thee with ornaments of gold, though thou rendest thy face with painting, in vain shall thou make thyself fair. Your lover will despise you. They will seek your life.
You see that? Brother called me. I ain't gonna say too much about it. You stay out in Compton. He said, I've been in Compton a long time, and I remember parts of Compton back in the days that we couldn't even walk down the street in Compton. It was good Christian, too. I mean, they loved us in Jesus Christ, our Lord. But they had on paper, it's on paper, that to keep this thing on color Christian up in this area. And a lot of people, you know, got except a couple of dollars real good, and they went over there, and they got a stirrer to tail. You know why they got a stirrer to tail? Because they don't believe in their shepherds. Sheep don't believe that you're supposed to galvanize your peoples and put them back in order. you figure, well, I want to be around somebody that look like everybody else. That's bad leadership. Bad leadership. Because you don't have a story to tell. Because you're going to do everything you can to be like them. Talk like them. Walk like them. Dress like them. And it's all said and done. What are they going to do again? One more time, 4 verse 30. This is what he told Jeremiah to write. So when it's all said and done, what are they going to do in 4 verse 30?
Book of Jeremiah 4, verse number 30 reads, when thou art spoiled, what thou do? Though thou clothe thyself with crimson, though thou deckest thee with ornaments of gold, though you render thy face with painting, in vain shalt thou make thyself fair. Your lover will despise you. They will seek your life.
Jeremiah chapter 2. I'll come back to Isaiah in a minute. Jeremiah chapter 2, 1 through 5, 11 through 14. Now, should I comment on that? I ain't got to comment on that. Remember, Jeremiah was raised from the womb to tell the sheep this picture. Tell them. This picture, Jeremiah raised in the womb. And like we to tell you, you can walk like them. I just said the other 17 nations. You can dress like the other 17 nations. Did I give me my 318 to 21 yet, Brother Yahshua Israel? What happened to my talking to the Corinthians? You know who the Corinthians is? Let me show you who the Corinthians is in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 12, 1 and 2. Let me show you who they is. This is who the Corinthians is. The Corinthians, he's talking to in his Bible in 1 Corinthians 12, 1 and 2. This is who they is. Who is that, brother? Y'all down here, there?
The book of 1 Corinthians 12, verse number 1, verse number 2 reads, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1, and concerning the spiritual gift, brothers, sisters, I would not have you ignorant. Verse number 2. You know that you were Gentiles. Carry away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led.
You were a Gentile. But now you are Gentiles. But what don't happen now? Well, let's see if people tell you what happened now. See, we don't have nothing rehearsed. We don't have nothing rehearsed. You were a Gentile. But what did people say? What did people say you did? We're going to see what people say you did. We're going to look and see what people say you did. You were a Gentile. But what did people say you did? We're going to read. See, you can say, I got my cup of olives. And, you know, bare sin, I ever see anybody look like me unless I look in the mirror. Okay, good. Continue with that mindset. But don't you think that this book gonna be right every time until you get behind the six anointed camp, where we can show you your way out of this thing. You look at, I got a couple of dollars. I'm gonna get far away from anybody looking like me. I'm gonna talk, walk, dress, act like up. And then when I'm in an elevator with those that look like somebody else, they're going to deliberately drop something down to see where you at. You ain't got to say nothing. They'll drop something down and make it close to you. Everybody in there will be, they would already seat deep. They on the elevator. They just try out their theory. See if it's still working. Let's see if it's still working. They'll drop something down. And you'll do everything you can to reach down and pick it up. If it even did fall by your feet, you'll pick it up and give it back. Yeah. I said, yeah, well, see, it's still working. It's still working. Let me tell you something. So now, let's see what happened. Let's see what happened in 2 Peter chapter 2 there, Brother Yahshua Israel. What happened in verse number 20 down to verse 21 and 22? See, we watch everybody from the pages of the book. And once you finally come grips when you look in that mirror, Yahweh said you a sheep. So if you is called a sheep out of the son that got it from the father, don't you know you got to have a shepherd? Don't you know you got to have a shepherd? Don't you know you got to have a structure of leadership in place? Sheep? Did a man call you a sheep? What does Titus 1, verse 2 say? Oh, brother, young guy, Israel. What does Titus 1, 2 say if he called you a sheep?
The book of Titus, chapter 1, verse number 2 reads, book of Titus, chapter 1, verse number 2, in hope of eternal life, which acquired they cannot lie promise before the world began.
So he ain't lying if he calls you a sheep. That's what you is, a sheep. And you go find any sheep anywhere and see will they be able to respond or go anywhere without a shepherd. They got to have shepherds. They got to have teachers. Because they be looking down and a wolf pack of wolves camps around them like a bunch of northern kings to call Indians. And they still won't move. The wolf will circle around and throw it all of them with the same round circle for closing in. You know what the sheep will do? He just steady be eating grass. They said, I'll be doggone. Don't you know your seconds is ticking away and they will do nothing? You can walk over there and take a baseball bat and hit a sheep red nut on his ankle. The sheep that's standing right next to you just keep on eating grass. And that's what he compares you to as a people. So what he said in 2 Peter, brother Yahdai Israel, pick it at verse number 29 and verse 22. Look what Peter say. That's from the last verse that we preached at, right? Look what Peter says right here. And 2 Peter 2, 29 and verse 22. What do you say there, brother Yahdai Israel, seed royal?
Book of 2 Peter, chapter 2, verse number 20 through 22 read. Book of 2 Peter, chapter 2, verse number 20. For if after they have escaped the pollution of the world, through the knowledge of Yahuwah and Savior, Yahuwah the Son, they are again entangled therein and overcome. The latter end is worse with them than the beginning. Verse number 21. But it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, Torah instructions, than after they have known it to turn from the righteous Torah instructions delivered unto them. Verse 22. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb. The dog has turned to his own vomit again. And the sow that was washed, they're a wilding in the mind.
You hear that say right here? You see that say right here? And they know that. And all you gotta do is you just think back. You ever been on elevators somewhere and other nations get on with you and they drop something? It's orchestrated, see right here. They gonna see. Would you ignore it or pick it up? And when you pick it up, you know one thing. You ain't been taught by the six anointed camp, period. You ain't been taught. And matter of fact, you got a 21:16 when you picked it up. What it says in Proverbs 21:16? Because now we know what you're working with. When you reach down and pick up that object, they drop down, and everybody knew the move, and you reach down and pick it up, because you go out your way instead of trying to do the Isaiah, I hold that point, bro. Y'all got everything on paper, don't we? So much Isaiah. I'm still trying to do the Isaiah 58. See, we take a lot of abuse to Six Anointed Camp, but one thing about it, we know that we got to take it. So one thing about it, I'll tell you one thing. I bet you can't take up to the woodshed when it comes down these strips. I bet you'll lose. See, what we're trying to do in 58 verse 12 of Isaiah, this is what, we're going to do this. Who going to be a 58 verse 12 of Isaiah? Who going to be, what did it say that, Brother Yagdai Israel? Isaiah 58 verse 12.
The book of Isaiah 58 verse number 12 reads, and they that shall be of you to build the old waste place, rise up the foundation of many generations. You shall be called the repairers of the breach, the restorers of the path to dwell in.
But you don't even know that you in captivity and you need to be repaired. You have never been taught, and Jeremiah was raised from the womb. You never knew this, because if you knew this, this is things you wouldn't do. You wouldn't walk like them. You wouldn't talk like them. You wouldn't act like them. You wouldn't dress like them. You wouldn't, and the last thing you'll do is make sure that you come out your door, you're bumping to them. Them five attributes you wouldn't do if you've been taught. It's up to the parent being a part of repairing the breach and bring things back into your memories. You think one in five nations is going to tell you this right here, this right here? You think they're going to tell you what's written over here in Jeremiah 31 and 4, then skip down to verse 18, down to verse 22? You tell me what nation, a 17 nation, ever read this verse to you that's in the Bible? They got the Bible in them, right? Have they ever read verse 30, verse 1, 2? I got to get a name, 1, 2, 4. Then skip down to 18 to 22. I'm going to ask you a question. Anywhere you've been among the 17 nations, have they ever read this to you? What's that? What's their reading, Brother Yagdai Israel?
Jeremiah chapter 4.
Mm-hmm. 30. 30 verse, 30 verse, make it just 2 and 4. We already know the members of spirit came to Jeremiah. We're clear about that. What did he say in 2 4, 18 to 22? What did he say there, Brother Yagdai Israel? Tell us, what did he say?
Jeremiah chapter 30.
Verse 2, 2 and 4, 18 to 22. Now, think about it. Have you ever been told this by anybody other than the six anointed camps of voices over to his life? What did he say?
The book of Jeremiah 30, verse number 1 and 2, verse number 2 and 4, verse number 18 to 22 reads, look at Jeremiah 30. Verse number 2. Thus speak Yahweh of Israel, saying, write you all the words that I have spoken unto you in a book. Verse number 4. These are the words that Yahweh spake concerning Israel, northern kingdom, and concerning Judah, Yagdah Judah, southern kingdom. Verse 18. Thus saith Yahweh, behold, I will bring again the captivity of Israel's tent. And have mercy on his dwelling place, and the city shall be built upon a heap, and the palace shall remain after the manner thereof. Number 19. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. Will also honor them, and they shall not be small. Verse 20. Their families, children, also shall be as aforetime. Their congregation shall be established before me. I will punish all that oppress them. Verse 21. Their nobles shall be of themselves. Their governors shall proceed from the midst of them. I will cause him to draw near. He shall approach unto me. Who is this that engages mine to approach unto me, saith Yahweh? verse 22. Ye shall be my people, and I will be your Yahuwah.
Hey, yes. What nation ever read that to you? What nation? See, and then you get caught up when they do the monkey thing, the boogabout thing to you, call you all kind of derogatory. Did anybody ever tell you? You see what the 6 months of camp? We show you that you were a four time that you was skinning and grinning in grand style. See, so you see, when did you? And we come on this network humble and let you know. Anytime you contrary to what you just got through reading, so y'all are gonna return you back. That's why when we sitting up, in the order of things of this series. But if you got the attributes of, you walk like them, you talk like them, you act like them, you dress like them, and you move them up and you move around them, you got the recipe of disaster, let it go you, according to the Bible. And what's that? After repairing the breach, how you repairing the breach? You find out the order of Yahuwah and get back in order. Then Yahuwah gonna intervene. Don't intervene with your mindset the way you got your mindset. Your mindset is out of order. Now, give me that 3:18-21. I ain't heard it yet. I ain't heard my. Listen to the man tell you in 3:18. Matter of fact, read 3:15-21. We're going to 1 Corinthians 3:15-21. Listen what he's saying. And we find out that the Corinthians is the Gentiles. And guess what? And he ain't talking white man, white woman, 17 nations. To my those that fell away and grabbed every five of them attributes we just got through telling you. That's a Gentile mind. Look what Yahuwah says in 3:15-21. Look what he says here. What did he say?
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, verse number 15-21 reads. Book of 1 Corinthians 3, verse number 15. If any man's work shall be burnt, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved yet as by fire. Verse 16. Know ye not that you are the temple of Yahuwah, that the spirit of Yahuwah dwell in you. Verse 17. If any man defile the temple of Yahuwah, him shall Yahuwah destroy. For the temple of Yahuwah is righteous, which temple you are. Verse number 18. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. Verse 19. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with Yahuwah. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. Verse 20. Again, Yahuwah knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Verse 21. Therefore let no man honor in men, for all things are yours. 22. Whether Paul or Apollos or Peter, Jesus,
that's
or
good.
The world.
That's good,
or
21. That's good, 21. That's good, 21. So he said, you see all of the degrees that you have and all the degrees they give you? And everyone that got a degree, tell them, open the book and show me what genius he has. None of you know you got a billionaire on our broadcast. Come on, before we come on here, a billionaire. You hear a billionaire say, I didn't even know what day the Sabbath day was. A billionaire. I didn't even know what day the Sabbath day was. I thought the Sabbath day was Sunday. But you're a billionaire. CSE Radio, a billionaire. Don't even know the Sabbath day when the sun go down on Friday and then the sun go down on Saturday. A billionaire. And guess what? And they watch that one eye say, you know how many people you know said, I love to be like her. She don't even know what day the Sabbath day is. Matter of fact, she got 21:16 written all over her in Proverbs. Don't even know when the Sabbath day is in a billionaire? 21:16. What's he working with?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 21, verse number 16 reads, book of Proverbs, chapter 21, verse number 16. Man and woman that wandered out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead.
What do you think her mind is in? A congregation of the dead. She don't even know when the Sabbath day on. And we praise her tune every time we want to broadcast. And she's a being there and don't even know what day the Sabbath day is. So what congregation she in? Huh? What congregation she in? Now. Skip one more in there, Brother Yahdai Israel. And a couple more little quick ones in. What do it say in the book of Sirach 24-28? What does it say? Sirach 24-28?
Book of Sirach, chapter 42, verse number 24-28 reads, book of chapter 42, verse number 24. Sirach 42, verse 24 reads, all things are double, one against another. He had made nothing imperfect. Verse
25. Yes, sir.
One thing established the good of another, and who shall be filled with beholding his greatness.
Is there more to that?
Is 25 ended.
Is that the end of that, both y'all as well?
Yes, sir.
Well, so look at me, I'll blow my hip then. And what am I looking for, Brother Yahdai Israel? I feel like I'll blow my hip. It's the hit I'm looking for is that it talks about same thing that we read over there, much is given, much is required. It seems like I'm missing something, Brother Yahdai Israel. Can I get any kind of help on what I'm missing right now? I'm missing a verse. Oh, see, I'm missing a verse. And it talks about, he's saying not much is given, much required, but he's saying you can never go further far enough. As I'm missing some Brother Yahdai Israel, you're letting you know that when you do your Yahuwah, do it as much as you can, because you can never, you know, never. So never get satisfied with what you do for Yahuwah. Never. Every broadcast, that's yesterday broadcast. You know what I'm focusing on? This broadcast. But he's making it plain what you can never do. Help me out there, Brother Yahdai Israel. What you working with over there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Sirach, chapter 43, verse number 26.
Verse 24.
Figure
24 there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Sirach 43, verse 24. They that sail on the sea tell of the danger thereof. We hear it with our ears. We marvel therein. Verse 25. For then be strange and wondrous works, variety of all kinds of beasts and whales created. Verse 26. By him the end of them have prosperous success, and by his word all things consist. Verse 27. You may speak much, and yet come short. Before in some, he is all. Verse 28, I shall we be able to magnify him, for he is great above all his works. Verse 29, Yahuwah is terrible and very great and marvelous in his power. Verse 30, when you honor Yahuwah, exalt him as much as you can, for even yet will ye far exceed. When you exalt him, put forth all your strength, and be not weary, for you can never go far enough.
Romans 12, 1, 2, and 3 in the closing statement there, Brother Yagdai Israel, and we'll catch it on top of the Sabbath day. So you see, you can never go further, no. But, you know, I was asked a question. Well, I didn't know that. I said, yeah, well, once you step in this arena, when you step in this arena, you got to go. You got to go. You never can go further enough. You got to go. So that's how you got to roll. When you come out of Yahweh's business, much is given, much is required. You got to go. What you did yesterday ain't got nothing to do with today. Every lesson, you got to go. Much is given, much is required. You got to go. Got to go. Romans 12, 1, 2, and 3 in the closing statement, Brother Yagdai Israel, bring it.
Book of Romans chapter 12, number 1, 2, verse number 3 reads. Book of Romans 12, verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercy of Yahweh, you present your bodies a living sacrifice, righteous, acceptable unto Yahweh, which is your reasonable service. Verse number 2. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of Yahweh. Verse 3, for I say to the mercy given unto me, to every man and woman that is among you, not to think of themselves more highly than they ought to think, but think soberly, according as Yahweh have done to every man and woman the measure of faith.
Well, I got a precept there, bro. Yahweh Israel. Go to Jeremiah 45, verse 1. I got a precept. It's really a little bit until we get our point. But let me tell you something, see, right here. When it comes down to Yahweh's business, that's up to you. It's up to you to give it all you got. Everybody in the Bible try to get out of it. Don't you think that the sin and try to get out what? And he knew that the one, hey, I try to get out of it any way I possibly can. I hide out and duck. Can't do it. See, when you start getting clicked in the brain, then clicked in the body, and you want to know what will happen. Because when you call to do something, you give it all you got and let the chips fall where they may. The more is given to you, the more you say, give me some more. Now, we're going to read that when we come back off the break. I'm going to tell you something, see, Ray. This is some serious business here. And this business got to be taken away, Yahweh, that the Father told him. You think the Son slacked up on what the Father told him? He had to go all the way? And so and Dad told him, I can read prophecy on it. All right, son. You took it away. It was written. Now, come on back over and sit on my right hand until I make your enemy your footstool, then you can be able to tell him, bang him before me, and let me cut him on the head. Ain't that something? That's not happening to you, are you? Come on, give me some Jeremiah 45. Give me some Jeremiah 45, Brother Yagdai Israel. What does it say?
Book of Jeremiah 45, verse number 1. Word that Jeremiah the seer spake unto Baruch, the son of Uriah, when he had written these words in the book, in the mouth of Jeremiah, in the 44th year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Yahweh Judah, saying, verse 2, the say of Yahweh of Israel unto thee, O Baruch. Verse 3, as they say, woe is me now, for Yahweh have added grief to my sorrow. I fainted in my side, and I find no rest. Verse number 4, I say unto them, Yahweh said thus, behold, that which I have built will I break down. That which I have planted, I will pluck up, even this whole land. Verse number 5, and seeking you great things for yourself. Seek him not, for behold, I will bring evil upon all flesh, save Yahweh. But your life will I give unto thee for a prey in all places, whether you go.
Ain't that something? He said, Baruch, I should kill you, Baruch, what you just said. You worry about your little nest you got on the side. I'll be take down this whole nation of Israel. Israel is in trouble. These sheep is in trouble all over the world. They're going to take some some real good Bible thumpers to be upon the Spirit of Yahweh to make it happen. He said, you so busy thinking about yourself, huh? He said, you continue that way. He said, I should kill you, Jeremiah, for what you did. But I'm going to let you live to tell a story. Keep that in your mind. One thing about Yahweh's business, you got to give it all you got every day you in Yahweh's business until he shut you down. Got it? Good. Brother Yahdai Israel, until we go eyeball to eyeball on the Sabbath day, you got the clothes, you on the clock, come out.
Hallelujah, choir, hallelujah, choir, hallelujah, choir. Love the winds rolling out, see Israel, a sea royal. Reward cheek to the four corners of the globe. Praise the gracious and powerful name. Hallelujah, choir.
Excellent. I don't know what all that noise going on. That's excellent. See, can we find out what's going on, WCC? What's all that noise I'm hearing in the background? Can you hear me out, WCC? Oh, you say, oh, that right. I am not going to repeat what you said. We're going to bring in the elder back. And remember one thing. The elders will be live on Power Talk, and whatever that's pertaining to the lesson, step up to the microphone. If you didn't understand it that way, you step up to the microphone and give us your concerns pertaining to the lesson. But if you ain't heard no lesson, how can you make a statement if you ain't heard nothing? See, you ain't heard nothing. So how can you make a statement? You ain't heard nothing. So if you ain't heard nothing, then you'll both step up to the microphone. Because we're going to answer questions pertaining to the lesson. Well, I didn't understand that. Okay, well, then we'll break it down to you another way. We can bring back the elder in and get ready to get all warmed up on Power Talk and bring the elder back in. And what have you got to say to this national audience, elder, Mr. Tibbs? What's your final statement on this broadcast before you are kick it off on Pam Talk, come start to come out?
Well, once again, I have to say, Yahweh bless you, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And it looks like we're doing pretty good on both sections. As we said, Pam Talk is currently now making audio. It seems like we had dropped out for a bit. And as was said before, by this year, we're listed under ethnic groups, African-American. And you look for Yahweh, true name teachers, where the word of Yahweh will continue. Knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending our current live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. That's coming to you live, as always, with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's words, connecting the books for your biblical education. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you came to seek, and now you found out what you have sought in Yahweh's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. Now, for the members that don't know when the Sabbath is, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday, starting at 7:15 to 10:15. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we're also using a website address for the listening members. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of those smart devices you may own, even a smartwatch at work, right on the search line, and at www.triveyhdh.com. After you click on it, just under the line, you're going to see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after choosing this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto Yahweh, you kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto Yahweh the glory due unto his name, bring an offering, and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give. What's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh Live? Also, to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar, as was said before, to keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days. For the live program, this is another feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. This time on the search line, type 3 words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button. As soon as it appears, you'll be right into the live online broadcast. Now, we're currently using 2 email addresses. The first is Tribe, that's TRIBEYHVH at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions of a biblical subject or related topics. The other is YHVHYSRAEL at gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind, the first is the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the 6 Atlantic camps of Yahweh's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show in its recorded session at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. This program will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Once again, type in 3 words, Yahweh Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for True Name Teachers. Just choose the program that you are late logging into, or actually any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, remember, we're making it possible to get a recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Once again, one note to let you know that during the regular broadcast and after the regular broadcast, we're on Fall Talk, listed under ethnic groups, African American. Look for Yahweh True Name Teachers. This is where the words of Yahweh will continue working. Online, there will be elders from my temple to answer any questions. Okay, so it looks like that's just about it on my end. We will turn it back to the seer on his end and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, there, Mr. Tailstaff. The elder, remember one thing, the broadcast. And see, one thing about it, we got to be about Yahweh's business. You want the blessing of Yahweh, you don't have to be about Yahweh's business. That's all we're telling you. You got to be about Yahweh's business. And one thing about it, what is written is going to stand. Everybody in the book try to get away from this thing. And I sit back and think about days. I've seen all them hard-headed Israelites, and I tried my best to hold back. Couldn't do it. Now, I'll tell you what I do. Let me plague you a little bit. And see what I get your attention. He said, "How have you? Do you got you some Proverbs 3:24 in you?" I said, "No." You know why you ain't got no Proverbs 3:24 in you? Because you got to get me right first. Oh, I said, "That's the way it goes." He said, "Yes, that's how it goes." Then ask me something. Now when you got your Proverbs 3:24, then you know you're working with something, huh? You got one thing about it, see right here. This man right here has all the power. This man, he one creates bad, and he creates good. When your body feeling bad, guess who did it? He did. When your body feeling good, who do you think did it? He did. He said, I control everything. He said, never forget that. And just like a good paycheck. You want a good paycheck? He said, put your hours in. You get a good paycheck. All right. That's fair on that. We're going back and see if we can get a few verses in with Sister G. Israel. You see if we can find Sister G. Israel and bring her in and get a few verses in. Network is packed down everywhere trying to look and see Mama. G. Israel. Sister G. Israel. And remember one thing, be back on airwaves again tomorrow at 7:30. And you're going to hear some local. One thing about it, whatever we're doing tonight, that's tonight. Be back on airwaves again tomorrow. Be some local. Get your blessing. Step into the plate. Sister G. Israel. Yahweh be with you there, C. Royal.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of C. Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's Sister G. Israel. Well, see, we get something going on here. So we find out that Jeremiah was told, Jeremiah, you go tell them old Israelites. He's looking at you to walk, talk, dress, act, and do whatever you want to do. But I tell you one thing. I'll put a spirit in them to catch you off balance and deliver you up. But you got to have shepherds to show you these things. Because Jeremiah, let's preach up there back to Jeremiah chapter 2, 1 through 5, 11 through 14. Let's see what it says in Jeremiah chapter 2, 1 through 5, 11 through 14. Sister G. Israel, you're on the clock. Come up.
Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 5 and 11 through 14. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 1. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, 2, go and cry in the ears of Gathad Judah, saying, thus saith Yahweh, I remember you, the kindness of your youth, the love of your espousals, when you wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. 3, Israel was righteousness unto Yahweh, and the first fruits of his increase. All that devour him shall offend. Evil shall come upon them, saith Yahweh. 4, hear you the word of Yahweh, O nation of Israel, the southern kingdom, and all of the families of the nation of Israel, the 10 northern tribes. 5, thus saith Yahweh, what iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me and have walked after vanity and are become vain. 11. Has a nation changed their Yahuwahs, which are yet no Yahuwahs? But my people have changed their greatness for that which does not profit. 12. Be astonished, O you heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be you very desolate, saith Yahweh. 13. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me in the fountain of living waters, and hewn them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. 14. Is Israel a servant? Is he a homeborn slave? Why is he spoiled?
Why is he a homeborn slave? Why is Israel spoiled? You see that? Yes, he wrote it. Why are you spoiled? Are you a homeborn slave? Was you created to be a homeborn slave? Why are you spoil? Tennessee, right? Ready? That's a question. Okay, we'll precept that and find out why you spoil. Let's run to Lamentation. They said, where are you spoiled? Go to Lamentation chapter 1, 2 down to verse 10. Now, that's the question he asked. He said, is Israel a homeborn slave? He said, why are you spoiled, Israel? Why are you spoiled? Maybe let's precept the Bible and take a little peek. Lamentation chapter 1, 2 through 10. What does it say that, Sister G, Israel? See, right. The Israel.
Lamentations chapter 1, verses 2 through 10. Verse 2. She weepeth sore in the night, and her tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, she has none to comfort her. All
hold
her
on,
friends.
Hold on, man. So, we about to cry in people's ears. We do more crying, always we crying all the time. You get triple jeopardy against you. You're crying as people it is, he say. It isn't him. Jeremiah was right about to go crying people. This is a crying as sheep people it is on the planet. Come on, read some more about old Jeremiah. What did he say about this old crying sheep?
Among all her lovers, she has none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They are become her enemies. 3. Judah is gone into captivity because of affliction and because of great servitude. She dwelleth among the nations. She findeth no rest. All her persecutors overtook her between the straits. 4. The ways of Zion, polluted for the city of David, do mourn, because none come to the solemn feast. All her gates are desolate. Her priests sigh. Her virgins are afflicted, and she is in bitterness. 5. Her adversaries are the chief. Her enemies prosper, for Yahweh has afflicted her with the multitude of her transgressors. Her children are gone into captivity before the enemy. 6. And from the daughter of Zion, polluted for city of David, the southern kingdom, all her beauty is departed. Her princes are become like hearts that find no pasture, and they are gone without strength before the pursuer. 7. Jerusalem, polluted for Yahweh Judah, the southern kingdom, remembered in the days of her affliction and of her miseries all her pleasant things that she had in the days of old, when her people fell into the hand of the enemy, and none did help her. The adversary saw her and did mock her, and did mock at her Sabbaths. 8. Jerusalem, polluted for Yahweh Judah, the southern kingdom, has grievously sinned. Therefore, she is removed. All that honored her despise her, because they have seen her nakedness. Yes, she sigheth and turneth backward. 9. Her filthiness is in her skirts, and she remembereth not her last end. Therefore, she came down wonderfully. She had no comforter. O Yahweh, behold my affliction. For the enemy has magnified himself. 10. The adversary has spread out his hand upon all her pleasant things. For she has seen that the nations entered into her sanctuary, whom you didst command that they should not enter into your congregation.
You mean that Bible tells that story too? This Bible right here is the greatest piece of literature, and that's why we said earlier about being on the elevator. with this information, and you on the elevator, then someone of the 17 nation get in the elevator with you and deliver to drop something, and you be the first one to pick it up and say, here. They said, thank you. They said, I be doggone. They must ain't got no shepherd at all. They still don't have a shepherd. Huh? So you see this book? You see, and we come along to you, see, right here. We just read the Bible. And now we go on to the second chapter of Lamentation and look at verse 1, 2, and 5. What it says, 1, 2, and verse number 5. Then we're going to skip down to 11, and we'll take it on to verse 16. What did this Bible say without, see, remember, they read this right here, and they all, we always been in captivity. Remember, we are homeborn slaves. Why are you spoiled? This was read to you. It ain't been read to you, but it's read to you now. To check yourself. Let's see what it says in Lamentation chapter 1, 2, 5, and skip down to verse number 11, and take down to verse 16. Now, then throw 18 in for a bonus. Go and give 18 in for a bonus there. That's my final break. Sister G. Israel, see you earlier. Come on.
Lamentations, chapter 2. Verses 1 through 2, 5, 11 through 16, and verse 18. Lamentations chapter 2, verse 1. How has the Yahuwah covered the daughter of Zion, the polluted for city of David, with a cloud in his anger, and cast down from heaven unto the earth the beauty of Israel, and remembered not his footstool in the day of his anger. 2. Yahuwah has swallowed up all the habitations of Israel, and has not pitied, He has thrown down in his wrath the strongholds of the daughter of Judah. He has brought them down to the ground. He has polluted the kingdom and the princes thereof. 3, 5. And Yahuwah was as an enemy. He has swallowed up Israel. He has swallowed up all her palaces. He has destroyed his strongholds and has increased in the daughter of Yahdah Judah mourning and lamentation. 11. Mine eyes do fail with tears. My bowels are troubled. My liver is poured upon the earth for the destruction of the daughter of my people, because the children and the sucklings swoon in the streets of the city. 12. They say to their mothers, where is corn and wine, when they swoon as the wounded in the streets of the city, when their soul was poured out into their mother's bosom? 13. What then shall I take to witness for you? What then shall I liken to you, O daughter of Yahdah Judah? What shall I equal to you, that I may comfort you, O virgin daughter of the city of David? For your breach is great like the sea. Who can heal you? 14. Your prophets, your shepherds and pastors, have seen vain and foolish things before you, and they have not discovered your iniquity, to turn away your captivity, but have seen for you false burdens and causes of banishment. 15. All that pass by clap their hands at you. They hiss and wag their head at the daughter of Jephthah Judah, saying, is this the city that men call the perfection of beauty, the joy of the whole earth? 16. All your enemies have opened their mouth against you. They hiss and gnash the teeth. They say, we have swallowed her up. Certainly, this is the day that we looked for. We have found, and we have seen it. 18. Their mind cried unto Yahuwah, O wall of the daughter of city of David, let tears run down like a river day and night. Give yourself no rest. Let not the apple of your eye cease.
Should I comment on any of that? You mean that Bible tells that too? And that's why we gave you the elevator. We gave you the event of dropping something down before you. And everybody going to see what you're going to do. We already know what you're going to do with the mindset you got now, because you have no shepherds. You have no anointed leadership. We already know what you're going to do. Huh? And they know what you're going to do. But look what he told. David said something behind that. David said something. We go on to the 10th chapter and see what David said behind that. But we're going to precept that back. And see, can, like I said, can we get a witness? We go to Psalm 10:1. And let's get some out of this, Sister G. Israel. Let's get some out of this in Psalms 10:1.
Psalm chapter 10, verse 1. Why standest you afar off, O Yahuwah? Why hidest you yourself in times of trouble?
Why would you stand and see what we're going through, Yahweh? Why do you keep hiding? Why do you keep on doing what you're doing to us? And he's like, oh, David said, I know he pulled that. Now, Isaiah picked up on it, too. And it's 9:1-4. Isaiah picked up on it. Isaiah picked up on what David said. Then we're going to come back and see where is all this coming from. We'll see what do the Bible say. Without even comment. See, one thing about it, see, right? When you anointed Yahweh, you ain't got to do no talking. You ain't got to bump no gun. Let the Bible do it. Just tell the story. And those that got an ear to hear, they'll check out their mind. 59:1-4, what it say? Of Isaiah the seer.
Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1-4. Behold, Yahuwah's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. 2. But your iniquities, sins, have separated between you and your Yahuwah, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. 3. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity, and your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue has a muttered perverseness. 4. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity, sin.
No need to comment on that? Go to Lamentation chapter 4, verse 15 through 17. See, you see how this bottle would just let out this, just reach out there and just start choking you on the head. You understand? All this in the Bible. Why you only hear this on anointed camps and the six camps of bosses of the true Israelite? Because everybody teach the same way. Why you never hear it unless you sit there and come and sit around the six anointed camps and sit down and hear this good word of the Bible? You won't be doing the things that you do, see, right? What we reading there, Jesus, what we reading?
Lamentations chapter 4, verses 14 through 16.
Make it 14 through 17. Take it down to 14 through 17. Excellent, Sister G is there. What's going on between the day halves and 14 through 17? What does it say?
Lamentations chapter 4, verses 14 through 17. They have wandered as blind men in the streets. They have polluted themselves with blood, so that the men could not touch their garments. 15. They cried unto them, "Depart you, it is unclean. Depart, depart, touch not." When they fled away and wandered, they said among the nations, "They shall no more sojourn there." 16. The anger of Yahweh has divided them. He will no more regard them. They respected not the persons of the priests, the shepherds. They favored not the elders. 17. As for us, our eyes as yet failed for our vain help. In our watching, we have watched for a nation that could not save us.
Ain't that something? What did verse 16 and 17 say again? You see what you do? So you see what you do, right? You see what the Bible said you do? In verse 16 and 17. What did it say that's with G Israel?
The anger of Yahweh has divided them. He will no more regard them. They respected not the persons of the shepherds, the seers. They favored not the elders. 17. As for us, our eyes are yet failed for our vain help. In our watching, we have watched for a nation that could not save us.
Ain't that something? But who is the us and the they and we? Who are you talking about? What do you do when you got the us and the us-em and the we-sums? What do you do in a case like that? Precept your Bible. Who are you talking about? Why don't we find out? Go to the 11th chapter of Zechariah and look at verse 14. Who is he talking about? All these us-ums and we look for vain help from other nations. Who is the we? And how and who? What are you talking about? Precept your Bible. Huh? So the 11th chapter of Zechariah, look at verse 14, find out. Who are you talking to? Come on.
Zechariah chapter 11, verse 14. Then I cut asunder mine other staff, even bands, that I might break the brotherhood between Yahdah Judah, the southern kingdom, and Israel, the 10 northern tribes.
So you mean all that was way back there in Lamentation? Yes. But that's the way he had to talk about it. Jeremiah had to write it that way. Because he knew that you knew what was written and Zechariah. He knew that you knew that, right? So he didn't have to rehearse that because he knew that you knew it. But today, you don't know that. And today, we're showing you that's you they're talking about. You is the you that when another nation get in the elevator with you and drop some down, you will pick it up and give it back to them. And they said, my, they must ain't be listening to them. The six anointed camps of voices of the two Israelites. Because if you knew the Bible, the last thing you did, because somebody could mess around and accidentally push you while you picking it up, and you could fail in one of the other nations, and all that do is just whisper, just say anything. I knew it is trying to go in my, see, that's what you're doing there. Now you don't get whooped up. Now you don't get dragged out. And now you got a whole lot of money and going to lose your job. See? Get that easy by you not knowing by you not knowing what's written in 22. See, in the book of Matthew there, Sister G. Israel, C. Ray, it's something written in the 22nd chapter, verse 29. What's written?
Chapter 22, verse 29. Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. Yahweh the Son answered and said unto them, "You do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahweh the Father."
That's right. That's right. And verse 32. I hear you, WCC. See, that's why we cut you off now. You see what you're doing there? Yeah, I see what I'm doing there. It's your radio station. You can do what you want to. Verse 32.
32. I am the Yahweh of Abraham and the Yahweh of Isaac and Yahweh of Israel. Yahweh is not Yahweh of the dead, but of the living.
So you see, he's not Yahweh of the dead. Satan is the Yahweh of the dead, not Yahweh. Yahweh is the Yahweh of the living, not the dead. When you're all tucked in that ground, you're in the hand of Satan. And all you have to go to Nicodemus chapter 15 and read that. Satan is the Yahweh of the dead. See? But we don't know these things. But I'm going to tell you. Time to come out this book. Now everybody was talking about, Yahweh, why are you hiding? You see what they're doing to us, Yahweh. Why are you letting us, you don't see all these nations delivering us up, got us crying all the time. What is they proving this verse wrong? Deuteronomy 32, pick up verse 20. Let's see if we find out where is all this coming from. I mean, he was already told, you know, that you're going to be doing all this crying, all this, you know, you always try to be hemmed up with that one. I said, you told you already. Let's go to and see what Yahweh said he's going to do. He told Moses, 32, pick up verse 20. Let's read a little bit, then we'll skip. Let's get a little bit up on our belt there. Sister G. Israel, 32, pick up verse 20. Come on.
Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 20. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be, for they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith, complete belief in the covenant.
Mm-hmm. You see what he's going to do for you? He said, I'm just going to hide my face from you because you just would not believe the covenant. You won't believe the covenant, see, right? Get ready to pull on and pull where the elders at and let the elders take it from there. But WCC says, see it, that's enough for you. So we're going to release the microphone and let the elders take it from there. And Yahweh be with you all. Any question pertaining to anything that was said in the broadcast, the elders is in place. Yahweh be with you all, releasing the microphone.